Dakota County Board of Equalization, Friday, July 23, 2010, 8 a.m. meeting.
She looked right by me, never said a word.
Call the meeting in order. We'll stand up, pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Fuck off, please. Well, the carrying copy of the open meeting, well, we do the roll call first before the read this, then?
Doesn't matter. I don't know.
Don't make any difference, Tony.
Roll call.
Busquet?
Yes.
Rhodey's absent. McNear?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes. A carrying copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the back wall near to the entrance of the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review of all citizens in attendance.
Want to excuse Bill?
I'll make a motion to excuse Bill Rhodey.
I'll second that.
Is moving seconded. Roll call. Excuse Bill from the meeting today.
McNear?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes. Motion to approve minutes for the prior meetings. Motion to include correction to the minutes, identify members of McNear name, followed by vice chair, in instances where he does not.
I'll move that we approve the minutes as amended.
I'll second it.
Moving and seconded. Roll call.
McLarty?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Now we move to miscellaneous agenda. Mike Conway? Did I pronounce the name
Mick
right?
Keneally.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes, thanks for having me. Like you said, my name is Mick Keneally, and I'm here on behalf of Bernadine Sullivan to ask that you consider a property valuation protest. I believe it's 435 and 436. It says it on the agenda.
Yep.
And the reason that I'm here to ask that you accept for consideration this protest is because it was filed late. I just want to say I appreciate you having me here today. I know you have a lot of work, and so I'm going to try to keep it brief. It will be brief. But I want to tell you, in case you don't know Bernadine Sullivan, she's an elderly woman who lives on Highway 20 in Jackson, right on the highway, right in town. She owns some agricultural property that's just north of town, the two parcels of which I'm here to talk to you about today as they relate to the protest. I want to let you know that I fully understand and fully appreciate the deadline of June 30th for these tax protests. There's really good reason for them. The first reason is that if you didn't have the deadline, your job would never be over. You'd have to consider these protests all year. The second important reason for the deadline, obviously, is so that all of the citizens of Dakota County are treated equally and fairly. And I understand how important that is, but I also think that there are exceptions to most rules. And if there is an exception to the rules of the deadline, this is a good time for an exception. The primary reason why this is a good time for an exception is because Bernadine Sullivan is 100% without fault in regard to filing this protest late. I, on the other hand, as her attorney, am 100% with fault. That's my primary message for you here today. She brought me this protest and asked me to file this protest in June. I believe it was June 20th. I had plenty of time to file the protest. I unfortunately was having a very busy time. I looked at the notice. I read that the County Board of Equalization considers protests from June 1st to July 25th, and my mind said, I have until July 25th. I've never done one of these before. I was wrong. I dropped the ball and I made the mistake. I set my calendar for July 19th to get this protest filed because that's when I thought I would have enough time. July 19th popped up on my calendar, opened the file, and I realized my mistake. So I got the protest filed and I got on the board for the agenda here today. So the primary request that I'm making here today is that you understand that Ms. Sullivan is 100% without fault. She did what she was supposed to do to get her foot in this file, and I made the mistake. And I ask that she not be prejudiced as a result of my mistake. I've made Ms. Sullivan fully aware of the situation. She knows exactly what's going on. She knows exactly what happened. She knows that I'm here today asking that it be considered. And she understands that even if the proposal or the protest is considered, there's no guarantee that you're going to rule in her favor on the merits of the protest. But she does ask that her protest be considered and be ruled on the merits. And another important point that I want to make is that I believe, I've read the code section applicable to the board's powers, the chapter actually, and the case law associated with it, and I believe that the board has the discretion to do this. It clearly says that tax protests should be filed by June 30th, but I believe what it does not say is that no protest shall be considered if it's filed after June 30th, or the board does not have the authority to rule on protest after June 30th. And I believe that as long as the board is acting within the statutory time frame for making these decisions, ruling on protest, that I believe that the board can consider this without exceeding its authority. Finally, I just want to mention that I believe that the protest should be considered on the merits because I do believe that it has some merits to it. This is an addendum to the property valuation protest. And what Ms. Sullivan is saying in her protest is, the actual protest form asks that the valuation be kept the same from 2009 to 2010. So she asks that it not change. Her purpose in asking that is just to ensure that the board believes that the amount that it has increased over the last 2 years is comparable to similarly situated property. She just believes that it's excessive. So her first point is, I just want to make sure that this is being increased at a rate that is comparable. And if it is, then fine. But she wants to bring to the board's attention that these two parcels of ground, as you will see on Exhibit B, one is in green and one is in orange, are connected. They're right next to each other. And one parcel is being assessed at approximately $1,600 per acre, and the other parcel is being assessed at $1,800 per acre. Both of these pieces of ground are located in geographically identical areas. There's no irrigation on either piece that would increase the value. They're both agricultural, and we can't recognize any difference between the two that would substantiate a difference. So what she's saying is that at the very least, you just ask that the board give her the benefit of the lower rate for the 150-acre piece. So the rate that's being applied to the 80-acre piece is $1,600 per acre. She'd like to have that applied to the 150-acre piece, rather. So that's the nature of her protest, but obviously the decision we're asking for is that it just be ruled on its merits regardless of that. And just in closing, I would like to say that as a lawyer, this is about the worst thing the worst position I could be in as a lawyer, just to make a mistake like this and have to come before you and ask for this. And I've done her a serious disservice in the work that I provided. And that's something that I'm going to have to deal with and face up to. The only bright side of this situation is that I believe that you all have the power to make it right, to fix that mistake just by considering the protest and ruling on it on its merits so that she could feel that at least it was considered. But overall, thank you for hearing me out, and thank you for letting me be here today.
What's the board decided on it and discussing that?
Could I interrupt the board long enough to ask the appellant a few questions?
Sure, you can.
All right. Now, as I understand it, you're a licensed attorney in the state of Nebraska, is that correct?
Yes.
And as a licensed attorney, then you understand how to use and how to decipher the statutes?
Yes.
Right. And in those statutes, you saw that it said June 1st to June 30th for a filing date?
There's no question that I knew what you said.
All right. Now, in those same statutes, did you see anything that said the board had the authority to change that date from June 30th?
Yes, the board does have the authority to do that, but that the board has
no wait. Where is it?
Oh, well, actually, the board can pass a resolution to push the entire procedure back. But I'm not asking the board to do that. My only point was that there's nothing in the statute that says the board does not have the authority to consider a protest filed after June 30th.
I think if you look at that statute, you correct me if I'm wrong, but that says is that the board has the right to extend the time to review, but it does not say anything about having the right to extend the time to file.
I think there is a. I think there you can extend the time to file. But I'm not even asserting that you have to do that to consider a protest.
All right. But here's what I'm saying. The board's bound by statute to not go past June 30th, and by changing that, regardless of the issue, and I understand you feel bad about your mistake. I have no problem with that. I think it's honorable that you do, because most people would have said, oh, we screwed up, see me next year. All right. But the fact of the matter is, the board, if they extend past that June 30th date, they're going to end up with a horrible precedence down here that they don't need. Trust me on that. Now, next question. You talked about those two properties being identical. In saying that, did you research the soil types?
My understanding is the soil types are... Well, can I answer the question?
Sure.
My understanding is the soil types are designated by geographical area. And so if these two properties are located in geographically identical areas, I mean, they're right on top of each other for the most part. How can they have separate soil types?
I can assure you that they do have separate soil types. And that is established by the Soil Conservation Service. And then we have a thing issued by the State of Nebraska Department of Revenue, the Property Tax Division, that says these soil types are classified as such, and we have these different soil classifications. Mm-hmm. And those two properties do not have identical soil classifications. Soil classifications are the issue that the value is built on. Mm-hmm. And I can assure you, without any question, that those properties are valued exactly as per that soil classification.
And if you know if that's your okay, I mean I cannot counter that because that's what you do, and if that's your recommendation for the board, then that's probably going to be their decision. But as to your interpretation of the board's powers, that is part that I have to disagree with. That the statute does not say that the board has no authority to accept and consider a protest filed after June 30th. It just simply does not say that, nor is there any case law saying that. From my point of view, if Kim has a different point of view, she'll obviously advise the board that. If she's found the law that she believes proves me wrong on that, I'm sure she'll advise the board of that.
What
I do not see that.
What do you want to say about that, Kim?
Well, looking at Section 77-1502, which is also what was used to create the form that Ted gives out for protest. It says they must be filed on or before June 30th. And my fear is if the board accepts a late one, they're setting a precedent they will need to accept, that they're going to accept all late ones and not consider deadlines. And
yeah, I think this board's chair, this is my biggest concern before the board wanted to discuss it. You know, we won't do that for one person. You know, we probably face the rest of the county residents. You know, why don't we do for them? You know, so I wanted to ask the board members and see what they decided to do, or what you guys please do.
So can I just rephrase the precedent just slightly? And that I understand that completely. But from my perspective, the precedent that you're setting is that if it can be clearly established that with 100% no fault to the taxpayer, if that taxpayer did everything that they were supposed to do, and that someone else, especially a professional, dropped the ball in that regard, that the board could consider it. Let me just make an example. This would obviously never happen, but let's say that Bernadine Sullivan walked into the county clerk's office, handed the protest in, and it was not filed properly. It fell between the cracks, as an example, hypothetical. In that case, it wasn't considered, but later discovered that she did everything she was supposed to do, and it was brought here. It was clearly in that situation. I think the board would say, yeah, we'll accept that. That's similar.
Dale, go ahead.
But using your same analogy, who dropped the ball, you or the county?
I did.
Okay, but on your example, that it was filed in here and then was discovered later, who dropped the ball, you or the county?
The county clerk's office.
All right, then it would be different. It would be the county's fault. The county would have to make restitution. This is not the county's fault.
Either way, it's not Bernadine Sullivan's fault.
I won't argue that. But as soon as we make an exception for her, we open the door for every other person that walked through that door later to say, well, I mislaid it.
That's different.
It's not
that's
my fault. I put it here. We open our door for all kinds of those people. We're not going to do that. At least I'm not.
Bernie Sullivan absolutely did nothing wrong.
I don't argue that point.
Misplacing it. If the taxpayer misplaces it, they did something wrong.
Okay, but that's not the county's fault.
And in the case where it is the county's fault, when we discover something like that, we can actually have another Board of Equalization meeting based on errors or clerical errors. In other words, the clerk dropped the thing between the cracks, and we can make it a separate issue. But that's when it's our fault.
Yeah. The difference is, whose fault is it? It's not the county's fault, and as soon as the county makes an exception for somebody, for one person, they open the door for making exceptions for everybody else.
Has the county ever accepted a late proposal before?
Not to my knowledge.
Not that I recall. And also, when you say a professional, that has been happened before, that attorneys missing the deadline, and not the person.
And then it come before you and ask for this and then turn it down?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So what the board decided, I mean, any more discussions among the board members?
I can't say anything about it. It's my aunt.
It's my neighbor.
Oh, boy.
I'll move that we deny the request.
I will second that.
It's moved and seconded. Moved and denied. We need a roll call. Any discussions before we go on the roll call?
Would that be the request to extend the filing deadline for the protest? Or what are we denying here?
I thought you said deny.
I know his request was to make an exception, and my motion is we don't make an exception.
He denied it.
To deny her the request.
Excuse me, just a brief. I know her very well. It's a nice lady, just very nice lady. But believe me, if we do this for her, or do this for you, we open up a can of worms.
I understand that. And I just told her I'd do everything I could do to make her right. That's what I was saying. And I understand your position.
Thanks for that. I need a roll call.
Hey, Gomez?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Incidentally, we get a little bit of any egg here now this year. You know, and so with the meetings. So the issue of the value would have changed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
That's my pleasure.
Dick Erickson and Melvin Thurston.
Here's what I'm going to make this as short as possible, fellas.
Thank you.
Matty, you want to come up
here? Yeah, come on up
here. Get you a better chair.
Thank you.
All right. These five books in front of you are the work that we did on these protests. So they haven't been looked at lightly. And with 430-some protests, we have had a tough time. It has not been an easy one. This morning at 8:10, I delivered to Ted the last 11 sheets that he needed to have that come out of this book. This book right here contains all of the referee's recommendations. This is the official record of the referee's recommendations and values. I am in agreement with them. So what we're asking this board to do is approve all of these recommendations from the referee, and we're going to get into, I'm not going to ask for a motion yet because we're going to get into a few that we have to talk about individually. But that's where all this comes from. Ted has a spreadsheet put up, and had we been able to get stuff to him a little quicker, he would probably have a copy of that spreadsheet for you. And I apologize to Ted, but I'll tell you what, folks, I've been in this courthouse every day since the 19th day of June, and I'm talking about the 4th and the 5th of July. So we have made the effort to get it done, but it's just been a tough, tough year. With that, I would like to refer you to, you don't need to, let me get back here. Give me that photo book, please. We have several protests that I believe deserve individual attention. And I will review each of those as soon as I find them. Okay, protest number 429 is from Sally Wolf. It's on a residential property. The statute says very clearly that protests are to be delivered to the county clerk's office on or before June 30th. The exception being if they're delivered by mail, as long as they're postmarked June 30th or before, they're acceptable. The issue with this protest is that she didn't send it to the clerk. She sent it to the assessor's office. So it went to the wrong office. When we got the letter, we hand-delivered it down to Ted. Ted showed it received 7-1, which would be appropriate. That's the day he got it. And the issue you need to decide here is, do we consider this a late filing because it was improperly filed, or do we consider it a good protest because it's June 30th? Ted has a comment on here that says he considers this to be a late filing sent to the assessor's office instead of the clerk's office. I have no disagreement with that. That's exactly what happened. So the board might want to act on protest number 14.
What was the postmark date?
Postmark date was the 30th, correct, Ted?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think we ought to accept it. It's postmarked the 30th.
But it went,
you know, she in good faith mailed it on that day.
But not to the county clerk's office where
and up to the wrong department, right? I mean,
she might as well mail it to Santa Claus because the statute says that it's supposed to be to the clerk's office.
Well, that's her fault, actually, you know, to send it to the wrong department, realistically, but hey, it's up to the board, so what decided to do.
But in the past, they've been mailed to you, and you have brought them down to Ted.
And
they were the right date, and he accepted them.
But I don't think we've got any that were postmarked the 30th and delivered to him on the 1st. I don't remember any of those. Anything that comes in to us prior to June 30th, let's say it's postmarked the 16th, we get it on the 17th, we deliver it to him, then it's delivered to him, and it's delivered to him in a timely manner. It doesn't miss that July 1st date.
On the notice of valuation change, it clearly states, if you do not agree with this valuation, you may file a protest with the county clerk on or before June 30th, 2010.
Okay.
So it isn't as if this person shouldn't have been aware.
Well, then, and then she goes on to explain that she came and talked to one of Ted's people. I'm sure it was Danny, because it says she talked to a young man in the office in charge of real estate tax protests. So it was a young man, sure as hell wasn't me, folks.
Close. You ain't that right there.
But anyway, and he told me that after speaking with his boss, so it had to be Danny that he talked to, he would accept it if it met all the criteria. And she lists right in there the postmark and the whole smear. And then she just sent it to the wrong. But I'm sorry. It's kind of like I didn't mean to be speeding. I just happened to have a little bit too much pressure on the gas pedal.
So how's the board going to act on this?
If I remember right, it's been several years ago, a protest was mailed to our office. And I took it over to the clerk's office. And I believe there was a problem with the date. Do you remember that, Kev? I can't cite the protest time at all, but
I believe it's been done in the past. There's two areas of concern that I have in the assessor's office filing. Is number one is once they get that protest and they file it with my office, they're acting on behalf of the protested for filing that, and they're the ones that are making the judgment decision on whether it's changed or not. The second thing is that if a letter or something is sent to their office, that is a state office, completely separate of the county, and it is in no way compliant. The board in the past, I believe, has accepted them. I'm not one to make the call. I just make the notes on when they're filed. If I think they're filed late, I'll make that note on it.
Well, if it's not in compliance, then let's just move on. So I'll make a motion not to accept it.
Second.
I think what we, I'd ask Kim this question. I think what we want to do is we respond to it, but we dismiss it because of late filing. Would that be correct? Or do we not even, we got to act on it? Or
I don't know if technically, I don't know if it was even properly filed because she never got it to Ted's office.
So we just totally
just let her go.
Let her go.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine by me. It just saves us a letter.
Withdraw the motion.
Yeah.
We do nothing. Is that what you're saying?
So we not need the motion.
We don't need a motion then.
Yeah, you need.
But my motion stands.
I'll withdraw the second.
You withdrew your second?
Yeah.
I'm standing on my motion to not accept her protest.
Oh, I thought we didn't need to vote on it. Then my second stance.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's moving second. That's an end of roll call. Deny the motion. To deny that. Stop that, excuse
me. Okay, Biscay?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
McNair?
Yeah.
Gomez?
Yes. Okay.
All right, moving right along. Protest.
You got more. Okay, go ahead.
Protest number 430, okay. Hand delivered to the clerk's office 71. That's another late filing.
What's the protest number? What number?
Protest 430.
Okay. Now, this gentleman's argument, just for your information, he says, and he knew the postmark date. He says, well, what's the difference if I deposit it in the mailbox and it's postmarked? Or if I bring it in July 1st, it's the same day. So I'm just giving you a little background on that particular protest. He's correct. He's 100% correct. But the postmark means all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
I agree with that.
All right. Then,
do we need to take any action on it?
I believe you should dismiss it.
I'll make a motion to dismiss 430.
Well, you're not dismissing, you're just ignoring it, right?
Well, that's
same thing. But we still need to take action on it so that it's in the record.
Okay.
Who seconded it?
Bill did.
So it's moved and seconded. That roll call, Ted.
Okay. McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Got any more?
Yes, sir. I have a protest number 431. It was timely postmarked, so I think the filing is good. The only thing is that's strange about this, let me back up a little bit. This is the parking lot at Hy-Vee, okay? And we had a protest filed by Savage and Browning, which is they call themselves tax consultants. Well, are they large? People want to argue with me, but that's beside the point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they filed on it in protest number 360, and then another outfit called Chatham & Associates turned around and filed on that same piece of property for that parking lot on protest 431. My position is that it just goes through and we act on both of them. They're both timely filed and they're both good protests. I mean, it's no harder to fight one than it is two, or two than it is one, whatever I'm saying. So I think that's more just a heads up thing. We've got two tax consultants filing on the same property, and neither one of them own the property. They're just so-called tax consultants.
The property is owned by Hy-Vee?
The property is owned by Perkins, Delaware. Hy-Vee leases it.
Lease the ground.
Where is Perkins, Delaware?
Perkins, Delaware. That's a good question. Where they are?
I couldn't say.
I can't tell you off the top of my head. They're out of state, though, I can tell you that. I'm thinking they're in Texas. I don't know. I can find out for you.
It's not that important.
Okay.
I think they do all the groundwork. My son-in-law told me. There's one company that does all this. And then
I was wondering if they were the ones that owned the rest of the mall.
Yeah.
They own the mall all the way to the Walmart store. Right. The Walmart store.
Does they own the Hy-Vee store?
They own the Hy-Vee store and everything else. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about the Hy-Vee store.
Yeah.
Don't be thinking about the new Walmart.
No, that was my question. Who owns the mall?
Yeah. Perkins, Delaware owns everything to the Walmart store. And the Walmart store is owned by a lady in New York City by the name of Beverly Summer.
So we need to take an action on 431?
No.
I don't think you do.
Okay.
I don't think you do. I think that just be aware that I've got two protests filed on the same property by different people.
Okay.
All right.
That was 431 and what?
Yeah.
360.
Mm-hmm. What was the other number?
360.
What?
360.
360.
And then we have a protest filed by Bobby Joe Lindholm, and it was filed on the second day of July. And I think here again, it's just one of those that we just don't take any action on because of the late filing.
It's late filing, so they say.
Do I have a note on there that was postmarked, about the postmark thing?
No, not on hers. I don't believe Ted. There's no postmark note on it at all.
And it's no action, so we'll get more.
That's Ted looks puzzled. I'm nervous.
I am too.
All right, do you want to go check on that real quick?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that? And I'll be right back too.
All right, let's take a break.
Might he have handed it in person rather than postmark?
No, I'm thinking with postmark the 30th. Just took an extra day to get here. I'm so thinking.
We're going to take a break for a minute.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
I'm going to have to take a break for 5 minutes to do the research.
You wouldn't think it would take clerk. So they've been notified all over the place.
So we've got the recorder on.
Where the protest should go.
What's this, madam?
Oh, when I certify the tax roll, I put a notice in the newspaper that the tax roll is complete. It says, notice of certification of completion of the 2010 real estate assessment roll for Dakota County is hereby given. Notices of valuation change have been mailed. Valuation protest to the Dakota County Board of Equalization should be filed in triplicate with the Dakota County Clerk on or before June 30th, 2010.
What's the date on that, Meg?
It was published June 3rd because the official newspaper only publishes once a week, and that's as close to June 1st as we could get. Can't do it before.
Sure.
So, here's proof of the publication if you need it.
Sure, no, thank you. I believe. So, you.
All right.
Okay, on that protest, they did hand deliver July the 2nd.
They did hand deliver? Okay, good. I think that's about all of the special issues.
It's late. What do you think about the motion on that?
Are you going to accept it?
No,
we're not going to accept it. Do we need to take action on it so it's in record that that it was hand delivered late then? And
so in other words, we need to take a motion.
Better safe than sorry.
Well,
I'll make a motion to deny.
Second.
Moving seconded. Deny. Roll call.
Would dismiss me about the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. McNair.
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Piscay?
Yes.
Is that protest number 432?
Three.
433.
Fourth. 433.
Oh, 430.
There you go. Now,
was that
the late
chart?
Okay, I was just saying, that's the same action that was taken on Mixfield, right?
Not to accept the late filing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what you I think that's all I've got for now. Like I said, we got the last 11 sheets to Ted this morning at about 10 to 8, which was... stay with us, Ted. He almost went over backwards, and I said it was my fault. Did it scare you that much?
Surprised the devil out of me, you did.
All right. Anyway, guys, all the protests have been reviewed by referees. They're all in here. They're all signed, and I would ask this board to bless that book and get me out of the protest business. And I'm sure that we'll still be working with Ted for a day or two to get the last little loose ends straightened up for his spreadsheet and his mailing, because he has to mail the results. But this is the record, and this is what's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you guys are doing a good job, and when it's late, it's late. I mean, period. I mean, and she just read it, what she posted on the local newspaper, and she did it. So, okay, that's the end of it.
You need approval of that?
Approval of that?
Yeah.
Well,
I move for approval of the assessor's report.
Second.
Move and second it to approve the assessor's report. We need the roll call.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Piscay?
Yes.
And that was to accept all the recommendations of the assessor and referee, right?
And to have the board county chair sign them.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you say the county board chair, that's the
that's
deal of myself.
That's you. Myself. You're the chair.
Nice try, though, Tony.
Well, hey.
Did you sign them?
Yeah. Say county board.
Oh, boy, I'd be. And I'm glad you're here, Tony, today.
I think we still got a stamp around here that says Bill Engelhardt, if you want to use it.
So
here's that one.
The motion is included for me to sign those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any board member report?
No.
No. Mail and emergency business?
We have to back up to...
Folks, back to...
Tax list corrections by Madeline.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm sorry. Thanks for waving me out. Yeah. I'm sorry. Action on tax list correction presented by Madeline Perlman. Motion to approve all the tax and lease correction is presented by Madeline. Sorry about that, Madeline. I'm always forgot about you.
We only have a few, which is unusual. But it's a good time to clean them up. I'll run through them for you. The first one involves a clerical error, which was a data entry error in the computer. The value on the house in 2008 was entered as $118,385, and it should have been entered as $8,385. So that was our fault.
Error.
Admitting a clerical error on that. So,
okay.
The second two are homestead exemption corrections. The Department of Revenue goes over the income statements of all the applicants, and usually it doesn't happen right away. It takes them a long time to go through the thousands and thousands of applicants that they have. They found that the income reported on two income statements were incorrect, and so the first one for parcel number 220081778, the amount of exemption was reduced from 100% to 55%, so that raised the taxes on that property. Actually, there's no difference on what the county receives, because either the taxpayer pays the county or the state reimburses the county for homestead exemption loss. And the next one, the exemption was changed from 100% off to nothing off, so the taxpayer was responsible for the entire tax bill for 2008. Then we had a personal property situation in which a company reported property that actually was not in Dakota County as of January 1st, 2009, and so that was taken off of their rendition. Then we had another clerical error. The house was measured incorrectly, and it was corrected for 2010 through the protest process, but this taxpayer was is able to get a refund on overpayment due to this clerical error for the past 3 years. So you have a correction for 2007, 2008, and 2009 on that error. And the last one is a mobile home that was moved out of the county, and taxes, this year's taxes were collected based on 2009 tax rate, since the 2010 tax rate is not available yet.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, need a motion, please.
I move to accept
the second
recommendation.
Move and second. We accept corrections for the county assessor. Roll call.
Busquet?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes. Well, we already did this. We have to do the county board chair. We'll need to sign all the reports, and we need to take a motion. And we already did that. We need to take a motion for me to sign it. We already did. Okay. So, board members report. You said there's any board members report? Mail and emergency businesses. Is there any? Public participation. There's no.
Maybe I may I make a comment on behalf of the public.
Sure.
And it's I learned this year that it is not necessary for the board or the referee to make personal hearings with each protestant, that all you have to do is review the protest and the owner does not have to be present. I don't know if that's something you want to consider in the future or if you want to ask the county attorney if she shares that opinion, but Douglas County does not do that. So I'm just bringing that out for your own information. It would be a little less of a service to the taxpayer, but a lot more convenient for the people who are making judgment on the protest.
I felt that. Very good. Anything else? Okay, we need the motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. We need a roll call.
McClary?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.